Good morning, 新年快乐。
早上好，新年快乐。
Happy New Year. I'm very happy to be able to talk with you today on this very special day. This year, Valentine's Day and Spring Festival come very close together.
很高兴今天能和大家在一起。今年有个特别的事呢，就是情人节和春节挨得很近。
And besides being holidays, obviously Valentine's Day and Spring Festival are all, both holidays, but are there any other similarities between Valentine's Day and New Year?
情人节呢和春节呢都是节日，但是除了这一点之外，他们还有什么共同点呢？
For one minute, I would like you to talk with the person next to you and see if you can come up with other ways in which New Year's and Valentine's Day are similar.
那我想用一分钟的时间，大家和旁边的人讨论一下，看看春节和情人节之间有什么共同点。
That's one reason. Well, you may have come up with a number of ideas. Maybe both the red is a color for Valentine's Day and also for Chinese New Year. That's one thing. Wei said in both cases people eat a lot of food on Valentine's Day and Chinese New Year. And there's a number of other things that are maybe in common. I think one of the things that's important is both New Year and Valentine's Day are about love. And if I'm not sure if you would agree with me or not, my thinking is that Valentine's Day in general is about romantic love between a man and a woman, and Chinese New Year is more about the love that you find within the family. It's a little bit different kind of love, but love nevertheless. And Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't love my brother here. Go ahead.
那可能大家都已经想出了很多关于这个情人节和新年之间的共同点，比如说都有很多红色啊，春节和情人节都用很多的红色。那我们在这两个节日里呢，都有很好的晚餐啊。那但是呢，Jim 提到说，他说通常来说呢，情人节呢，这两个节日呢，都还有一个共同点，就是他们都是关于爱。但是通常来说，情人节呢是关于这个浪漫的爱，那这个中国新年呢是关于这个家庭的这个爱。
However, I think that not all families are filled with love. Even marriage relationships are oftentimes lacking in love. And so I think that there's one thing that we need in to remember, whether it's Chinese New Year's or Valentine's Day, is the importance of love.
但是呢，并不是每一个家庭都充满了爱啊。即使在我们的婚姻关系当中，这个爱也是很有挑战的。但是不管是在我们的家庭还是婚姻中，我们都要记住这个爱是非常重要。
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would indeed pour your love into our hearts.
主啊，我们求你让你的爱能够浇灌我们的心。
Give us your love to share with others. Help us to learn more about your love and have the keys to a loving heart.
请你把你的爱浇灌给我们，让我们也能跟周围的人分享。主啊，让我们能够知道这样的爱，让我们能够知道这样的爱的关键是什么。
In Jesus' name, who loved us. Amen.
主基督耶稣的名，阿门。
One day I walked down the street of a village called Malibago, a fishing village in the Philippines.
有一天呢，我在菲律宾的一个小渔村的叫做马勒哥 Malagabay 的这么一个地方的街道上在走。
Two Filipino brothers and I were going to that village to have a Bible study.
那两个菲律宾的弟兄和我呢，要去一个做一个圣经学习。
I caught sight of the face framed in the window of a tiny bamboo house.
那我就看见了，在一个很小的一个竹子做的茅屋的这个窗户上呢，有一个妇人的脸。
It was a face of an old woman, lined by years of working in the sun.
这是一个年纪很大的妇人的脸，她的脸上充满了岁月的沧桑。
I felt drawn to this woman somehow. I wanted to take her picture.
我被这个妇人所吸引。不知道为什么，我想给他照一张相。
When I asked, "May I take your picture?" she asked me to come around to the other side of the house, and she pointed down at her feet.
当我问他我能不能给他照一张相的时候呢，他让我到房屋的另外一边，让我看看他的脚。
When I looked at her feet, I could see that the little toe on her right foot was all black.
那当我看他的脚的时候呢，我就发现他脚上的这个小指头的皮肤完全是黑色。
Probably because of diabetes, this toe had died and the skin was turning black.
那可能是因为糖尿病，他这个这个小指已经完全坏死了，完全变成了黑色。
When she saw on my face that I was concerned about looking at her, she asked me for money.
当她看见我脸上很担心的表情的时候，她就问我要钱。
My heart was moved and I asked her, "What is your name?" She said, "Monica."
那我的心里呢是很感动，所以我就问她你的名字叫什么？她说她的名字叫 Monica。
I asked her, "How long has your foot been like this?" And she said, "A long time."
那你的脚有这样有多长时间呢？她回答说已经很长时间了。
I asked her, "Does it hurt?" She said, "Yes." I asked, "Have you been to the doctor?" She said, "No, I have no money."
我问她说你的脚疼吗？她说是的，很疼。我又问她说你去看过医生吗？她说没有，我没有钱。
I gave her some money.
我给了她一些钱。
At the Bible study that we had in her village, close to her house, I asked some of the other people who attended, "What about this woman? Doesn't she have a family to take care of her?"
那我们在她的这个渔村里头进行圣经学习的时候呢，我就问那些弟兄说，这个人是这个妇人是谁呢？她有家庭吗？为什么没有人照顾她呢？
And they said yes, her son actually lives in the house next door to her, but all he does to her is give her enough food to eat.
他们说是的，其实他的儿子就住在他旁边，但是呢，他什么都不做，除了就给他足够的食物以外。
Besides, one of the people said, "She's old. She's going to die anyway. Why bother with her?"
其中有一个人说呢，他已经很老了，为什么要给他治呢？他很快就会死了。
My heart was moved. Didn't anyone, didn't even her family, love Monica?
我的心里很感动，我觉得难道没有人爱她吗？就是她自己的家庭也没有人爱她吗？
Did no one care for her foot or for her soul?
没有人关心她的脚和她的灵魂吗？
Jesus cares. Jesus loves Monica.
主基督耶稣关心她，她爱 Monica.
And I could sense that Jesus wanted me to do something more for Monica than just give her a little bit of money for more food.
我能感觉主基督耶稣要我做更多的事情，而不仅仅是给她一些钱。
And I feel my theme today is that Jesus wants us to share love to people, that we should share the love that Jesus has put into our hearts to a world of hurting people.
所以这就是今天我想向大家分享的主题，就是我们应该把主基督耶稣放在我们心里的爱，分享给世界上受伤害的人。
God came into this world in the person of Jesus Christ, and one of the major reasons why He came to this world was to demonstrate what real love was like.
那神以主基督耶稣的形式来到这个世上，他来到这个世上的其中的一个主要目的，就是要向我们展示什么是真正的爱。
John chapter 13, verse 34 tells us this. For 34, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another."
约翰福音十三章三十四节这样说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
And in this passage and in others, Jesus tells us what are the keys to a loving heart.
那这在这一章和其他的圣经其他的章节当中，主耶稣告诉我们什么是一个有爱心的关键。
The first key that I would like to talk with you about is learning the definition of love.
那第一个关键我想跟大家分享的就是我们需要来学习这个爱的这个定义。
In John 13, Jesus also talks about love, and Jesus says he makes love his law. He commands us to love.
在约翰福音十三章第一节中也知道，也是主基督耶稣也提到这个爱他，神让爱成为他的命令。
James says, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right.
那雅各曾经说，如果你持守经文当中的命令，你爱人如己，你所做的是对的。
The law of Jesus is love.
主基督耶稣的律法就是爱。
Well, how can you command somebody to love?
但你怎么能命令人去爱呢？
Husbands, have you ever told your wife, I command you to love me?
那我们在座的做丈夫的有没有曾经对妻子说，我命令你爱我？
How successful do you think that might be?
这样说的时候成功吗？
Well, how could God in a way command love?
那神为什么能够命令爱呢？
Can you command a feeling?
你能够命令一种感觉吗？
If we want to know a definition of a word, oftentimes we'll take out a dictionary and open up our dictionary and understand the definition of that word.
那我们如果想知道一个词的含义呢，我们经常要可以把字典拿出来翻一翻。
And today, most of the world defines love as a feeling that you feel when you have never felt that way before.
那在今天这个世界上呢，我们把爱定义为一种感觉，就是一种你从来没有体验过的感觉。
So if love is a feeling, then commanding somebody to love really doesn't make a lot of sense.
那如果爱真是一种感觉的话，那命令一个人去爱的话，其实是没有什么意义的。
I would like to suggest this definition for love.
那我们来看一下这个另外一个关于爱的定义。
Doing the very best for the object of your love.
那这个定义呢，就是为你所爱，就是为你所爱的人做对他最好的事。
True love is doing the very best, whether you feel like it or not.
那真正的爱呢，就是做最好的事情，并不是不管你自己喜欢与否。
The Lord did not, when He saw me as a sinner, as a young man, He did not feel necessarily all mushy and gushy inside. His heart did not jump up and down when He saw me necessarily.
那当我还是个年轻人，当我还是个罪人的时候，当主基督耶稣看我的时候呢，他并不因为我是一个罪人而心中感觉到感伤或者有特别的感动。
God is not happy with sin or with sinful deeds.
那主呢，并不因为罪人而感到快乐。
But because God wanted to do the best for me, He sent a high school Sunday school teacher who was only in high school to talk with me.
但是因为神想要对我最好的，所以他派了一个人，就是我在我这个Sunday school. Sorry. 啊，在主日学的这个老师，他自己也是个高中生。Sorry.
Okay. So, he sent the Sunday school teacher to tell me that God loves me.
那这个主日学的老师告诉我说，神爱我。
And he also told me that Jesus, God's loved me so much that he sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to die for me.
他也告诉我说，主神是如此的爱我，他派了他的独生爱子，因我而死。
I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior and began to follow him because God loved me and he sent somebody to tell me about God's love.
因此我就信了主基督耶稣而跟随他，这是因为主神告诉我他爱我。
In the book of John, it has Jesus, as John tells about the upper room and where Jesus celebrated the Passover, he begins his chapter of the story by telling this.
那在约翰福音当中呢，他从一开始讲到这个神对我们的爱的时候，在 他开始讲到这个主基督耶稣在楼上那个房间所说的话。
John 13:1 says, It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
约翰福音十三章一节，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
So, what did Jesus do to show the full extent of his love?
那主基督耶稣做了什么来表达他完全的爱呢？
Jesus got down and washed the disciples' feet.
那就是他洗了主门徒的脚。
It was the custom in Jesus' day not only to wash the hands, but also the hot, dusty feet before eating.
那在主基督耶稣的时代呢、啊、他们一般在吃饭以前不但要洗手，而且还要洗脚。
The way that people ate in Jesus' day, if I understand correctly, they would lie down, and oftentimes their feet would be close to the head of somebody else.
那在主基督耶稣的时代呢，他们吃饭的时候通常会躺下来吃，那他们的脚有时候会在别人的头附近。
Because of that, before when during a banquet, normally a servant, a slave would come and wash the hot and dusty feet of the people who were going to eat.
那因为这样呢，所以在这个宴席开始之前呢，通常就有一个仆人会把客人的脚都洗干净。
In the upper room where Jesus celebrated the Passover, there was no slave, no servant.
那在那个楼上的房间，他们庆祝逾越节的房间里呢，没有这个仆人。
No one less than Jesus, who was the creator of the universe, played the part of a servant.
但是只有主基督耶稣，就是这个宇宙的创造者，他做了这个仆人。
Jesus wanted to teach his disciples about what love was like by giving the example of love.
因为主基督耶稣想通过一个例子来向他的门徒说明什么是真正的爱。
Somebody asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?"
那有人问主基督耶稣说，诫命中最紧要的一条是什么呢？
Jesus replied, "To love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind and all your strength."
那主基督耶稣回答说，你要尽心尽意尽心尽力爱主你的神。
And the second is this, to love your neighbor as yourself.
那其次就是爱人如己。
I saw the same type of love demonstrated in the Philippines.
那这样的爱呢，我在菲律宾看到了。
We took Monica to the hospital.
我们把 Monica 带到医院。
There were two Christian nurses there in the hospital. Their names are Faith and Hope.
在那个医院呢，有两个基督徒的护士，她的名字叫信仰和希望。
When this old woman arrived at the hospital with her dirty feet and her black toe, Faith got out a large bowl of water.
那当这个妇人来到医院的时候，是她很脏的脚和那个已经坏死的指头。那这个 Faith 名字叫信仰的这个姐妹，这个护士呢，就拿了一大杯水。
She kneeled down in front of this old woman with these terrible looking dirty feet, and she began to wash them.
那她就跪在这个妇人的面前，在这个很脏的、很看上去很可怕的脚，开始给她洗她这个脚。
And I felt in my mind like I had traveled back in time, back to the time of Jesus, when Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
那我感觉我好像是穿越了时空，回到了那一天，就在主基督耶稣为他的门徒洗脚的时候。
Now, let me ask you, have you ever washed anybody's feet?
那我想问问大家，你们有没有洗过别人的脚呢？
Well, parents know what it's like to change dirty diapers.
那做父母的都知道换这个尿布是怎么一回事。
Have you done an act of service like this for a family member?
那你有没有这样为一个你家庭里的成员做过呢？
Do the children, if you're a child, a son or daughter, do you care for your parents?
那如果你是做儿女的，那你有没有这样关心你的父母呢？
Do you do deeds of love for your brother or sister to show them that you love them?
你有没有这样爱的行为向你的兄弟姐妹呢？
I'd like you to take just a minute to stop and think. How could I show love to a member of my family?
我想我们可以先停一分钟，大家来思考一下，我们怎样能为向我们的家庭成员表达爱呢？
If you've ever worked at a government facility, you probably worn a badge something like this.
如果你曾经在一个政府部门工作的话，你可能曾经要带一个这个像这个图上一样的这样一个徽章。
We took a tour not too long ago of a secure facility at PNNL, and both of us, Aline and I, were given badges like this to wear.
那不久以前呢，我们参观过 PNL 的一个有保护措施的一个建筑。那牧师夫妇呢都有这样的徽章。
If you work in a hospital as a doctor or many other occupations require you that you need to wear a badge that identifies you as a legitimate worker.
那如果你是做医生或者很多别的职业呢，你经常都会带一个这样的徽章。这个徽章呢，表明你是这个合法的工作人员。
Now many world religions have certain like.Badges or characteristics that characterize their religion.
那世界上很多的宗教呢，也有这样的徽章或者说一些特征来表明他们这个宗教。
Some religions are marked by being very, very enthusiastic.
那有些宗教的特点呢，就是他们非常有热情。
Other religions are marked by having beautiful ceremonies for their religion.
那另外的宗教呢，可能是他有很美的这个仪式。
But Jesus said that the mark of His followers of those who followed him was love.
那主基督耶稣说，他的宗教和那些跟随他的人的标志呢，就是爱。
Love is the badge that marks a true Christian.
那这个爱呢，就是我们作为基督徒的徽章。
Jesus gave this command to his disciples in John 13:34-35.
那主基督耶稣把这个命令给了他的门徒，在约翰福音13:34-35.
A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are of my disciples if you love one another.
约翰福音13:34-35，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
People who meet anybody else from the outside, who meet someone from this church, ought to know, oh, they go to TCCAC. How can you tell? It's because they love one another.
那教堂以外的人碰见我们的时候呢，他们应该能够认出我们是这个教堂的一员。为什么呢？因为我们爱我们互相之间的弟兄姐妹。
So that we would clearly understand what it means to be to do acts of love, the Bible in 1 Corinthians 13 tells us what love is like, what loving actions is like, are like.
那为了让我们能够明确的理解爱是怎么样的呢？圣经在哥林多前书13里面呢，明确的描写了爱是怎么样的。
And in 1 Corinthians 13, beginning in verse 4, we have a series of 15 different characteristics of love.
那在哥林多前书13从第四节开始呢，一共讲了15个不同的描述关于爱的。
There are too many of them to talk about easily, so I have chosen 7 out of these 15 to talk about.
那很难把谈到所有的这些，那我们今天会讲到其中的7个。
The first example of love, love is patient.
那第一个呢，就是爱是很久以忍耐。
If someone here in church, you might greet them, but they don't respond to you always in a friendly or a happy way, or they don't show a smile to you, that happens.
那有时候呢，我们在教堂里和另外一个弟兄姐妹打招呼的时候呢，他们并没有回报以微笑或者是问好。
If you smile at someone and they don't smile back to you, maybe they have a problem.
你如果向一个人微笑，但是他们并没有回应的话，也许他们有一些问题。
They might be afraid. They might be worried.
他们也许有点害怕，也许有一些担心。
But a patient person doesn't demand an immediate response.
但是一个有耐心的人呢，他并不要求立即的回答。
Have you ever had somebody demand something from you? You have to do this right away.
那你有没有人要求你马上要做一些事情呢？你马上就必须要做。
If you can't do that right away, a loving person patiently explains why I can't do this right away.
那如果你不能立即就做的话，那一个有爱的人他会耐心的解释我为什么现在不能做。
Rather than responding in anger.
那并不是很愤怒的回答。
If a husband says, "Well, how come you didn't iron my shirt?"
那如果一个先生说，你为什么没有熨我的衬衣呢？
The wife doesn't have to respond because I was so busy cooking your food.
那这个太太没有必要说，因为我很忙，正在为你做食物。
A loving person is patient with noisy children.
那一个有爱心的人呢，他们对这些吵闹的孩子是很有耐心。
Children are noisy. That's because they're children.
那小孩们呢，因为他们是小孩，所以他们很吵闹。
Noisy children interrupt us and they bother us.
他们经常打断我们，也经常打扰我们。
But a church that has a lot of noisy children is a healthy church.
但是这个吵闹的孩子呢，是一个健康的教堂的一个标志。
So be happy if you're interrupted by noisy children.
所以如果我们被这个吵闹的孩子所打断的时候呢，我们应该感到高兴。
And be patient with them.
对他们要有耐心。
One of the famous presidents of America long ago in the 1850s and 60s was named Abraham Lincoln.
在1850几年，很久以前呢，美国有一个很有名的这个总统，他的名字就是亚伯拉罕·林肯。
Abraham Lincoln today has a special monument to him at Washington, D.C.
那现在在这个华盛顿特区呢，有一个专门的他的雕像。
He was a great leader with very good character during a difficult time in American history.
他是一个伟大的领袖，有很完美的人格。
One of Abraham Lincoln's earliest political enemies was Edwin M. Stanton.
那林肯的早期的一个最早的一个政敌呢，叫做Edwin Stanton.
He called Lincoln a low, cunning clown and the original gorilla.
那他叫林肯呢，他把林肯叫做一个卑鄙的、狡猾的小丑，或者一个原始的大猩猩。
Lincoln never responded to these bad, angry words.
林肯从来没有回应过这些话。
But when, as he became president, and he needed a good Secretary of Defense, he chose Edwin M. Stanton.
那当他成为总统以后呢，他需要一个国防部长。这个时候呢，他选择了这个 Edwin Stanton.
And his friend said, "Why would you choose a man like that?"
然后他的朋友是问他说，你为什么要选择他呢？
And Lincoln patiently replied, "Because he is the best man for the job."
那林肯很有耐心地回答说，因为他是这个工作上最好的人选。
Years later, when President Lincoln was shot, his body lay in state in the capital of the United States.
那很多年以后，当这个林肯总统被暗杀，他的遗体在下葬的时候
，and his former enemy Edwin Stanton stood there before his casket with tears streaming down his eyes.
那他早期的敌人就是这个斯丹顿，他站在那里看着他的遗体，眼泪忍不住流下来。
And he said, "There lies the greatest ruler that mankind has ever seen."
然后他说，在这里躺着的是人类历史上所见过的最伟大的领袖。
His animosity had finally been broken by Lincoln's patient and loving spirit.
他的敌意呢，被林肯总统的长久忍耐的爱所战胜了。
Patient love won out.
长久忍耐的爱终归会赢。
Love does not envy.
爱也不嫉妒。
You are a truly miserable person if the happiness of someone else makes you unhappy.
那如果别人的快乐让你感到悲伤的话，那你真的是一个很可怜的人。
Envy is the second sin recorded in the Bible.
那嫉妒呢，是在圣经当中记录的第二宗罪。
It is because of envy that Cain murdered his brother Abel.
那因为嫉妒呢，该隐杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
Envy comes from Satan himself.
那这个嫉妒呢，是从撒旦来的。
James 3:14 says and 15 says, If you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, do not glory, do not lie against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work.
在雅各书三章十四节到十六节说，你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
True love comes when we can rejoice with someone who gets something that we do not have.
那真正的爱呢，就是当我们在别人有的东西我们没有，我们仍然可以喜乐的时候。
As you look at your neighbor's brand new swimming pool,
那你看到你邻居的这个全新的游泳池。
You could be envious, and you could say, "How come he has a swimming pool and I don't?"
你可能会嫉妒，你可能说，为什么他有一个游泳池而我没有？
Or you could be happy and say, I'm glad my neighbor has a swimming pool. Maybe someday he will invite me to go swimming.
也可以说我好高兴啊，我的邻居有个游泳池，也许有一天他会邀请我过去玩。
We can also be happy if your neighbor has a new cell phone and you do not.
那我们也可以因为我们的邻居有一个新的手机而高兴。
Or if your neighbor is able to be married, even though you aren't able to be married.
那也有可能到你还单身的时候呢，我们也可以为我们的邻居结婚而高兴。
You could say, God has just the right gifts for me.
那你可以说，神呢，他有给我正好的礼物。
He knows that he is able to give good gifts for me, but right now, my neighbor needs this.
他知道什么时候给我合适的礼物，那现在呢，我的邻居需要这些。
Love is not proud.
爱是不张狂。
Love expresses itself. I mean, pride expresses itself in many ways.
那骄傲呢，在很多方面表现出来。
One way that people show pride is by being angry and easily offended.
那有一个方面呢，就是人可能会很愤怒，很容易就会被得罪。
Are you known as an angry person?
那你是不是被知道为做一个很愤怒的人呢？经常愤怒的人。
Maybe the problem is that you're a proud person and it comes out in anger.
那也许呢，因为你是一个很骄傲的人，他表现出来是愤怒。
Sometimes pride comes out by refusing to talk to other people.
那有时候呢，这个骄傲也表现出来，就是拒绝和别人交谈。
Do you give your husband or wife or your mother or father the silent treatment?
那你有没有给你的丈夫或者妻子、你的爸爸或者妈妈一个冷处理呢？
Oh, what would you like for breakfast? I don't know.
你想要吃早餐吗？我不知道。
Pride comes out sometimes in being so shy and so worried about what other people will think of me.
那有时候呢，骄傲也表现出来说是，他是非常的害羞，非常的担心别人怎么看他。
A humble person doesn't worry so much about what people will think of me. They worry about what people will think about Jesus.
一个谦卑的人呢，他不太关心别人怎么看他，而是关心别人怎么看主基督耶稣。
Love keeps no records of wrongs.
那爱呢，也不计算人的恶。
Do you have a list in your mind about how many times others have done wrong things to you?
那我们在我们头脑里有没有这样一个清单，有这样一个记录，说有些人做过这些错事对我？
Do you keep thinking about those who have done you wrong?
你有没有经常在想这些对你做过错事的人呢？
Let us say that you're standing before the throne of God.
让我们来想象一下，当你站在神的宝座面前的时候。
And would you say, God, I want you to be fair. I want you to give me everything that I deserve.
那你有没有会向神说，神啊，我想要公平，我想要我所应得的所有的东西。
If you and I got what we deserve, we would be punished forever from the presence of God in hell.
那如果我们都得到我们所应得的东西呢，我们都会进地狱。
But God is so good to you and I that He doesn't give us what we deserve.
那神呢，对我们呢是如此的好，他没有给我们我们所应得的。
God doesn't keep a record of wrongs, and we shouldn't either.
神不计算人的恶，那我们也不应该。
I wanted to add a story that's not in my notes. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. There were two men that.Hated each other.
曾经有两个人呢，他们之间互相憎恨。
One of the men, Angus, was a believer.
其中的一个人叫 Angus 呢，他是一个信徒。
One day, God appeared to him in a dream.
那有一天呢，神在梦中向他显现。
And he said, Angus, I see that you are keeping a list of the wrong things that your brother has done against me. Wrong things your brother has done against you.
那神对他说呢，他说 Angus， 我看到你保留了一个记录，这个记录上面写满了所有你的兄弟对你所做的错事。
And I want to teach you a lesson.
我想给你一个教训。
So I will give you whatever you ask, but only on one condition.
那我会给你你任何所要求的，在一个条件下。
I will give that man twice as much as I give to you.
我要给另外一个人呢两倍的你所要求的。
And Angus thought and thought. He said, Lord, I have come to a decision.
那他想了又想，然后他对神说，啊，我现在有答案了。
You ask me, what do I want?
你问我说，我首先想要的是什么？
Lord, make me blind in one eye.
他说，我想要的就是让我的一只眼睛瞎掉。
That's sometimes what happens when we allow hatred and envy to damage ourselves.
那这就是如果我们允许这个嫉妒和这个苦毒来损坏我们的灵性的时候，这样的事情就会发生。
Love always protects.
那是爱总是包容。
A loving person is anxious that that other people will not be hurt.
那这个有爱心的人呢，他总是担心别人不被损害。
It tries to protect them from gossip and from a bad reputation.
他总是担心别人会被损害，他总是担心别人的这个名声会遭到损害。
In my first year in the Philippines, I made a friend, and later he became a believer. His name was Charles.
那他第一年在菲律宾的时候碰见了一个人，这个人成为他的朋友，后来也成为一个信徒，他的名字叫查尔斯。
He helped me to learn the Filipino language and also was a translator for me.
他帮助 Jim 呢学习这个菲律宾语，也同时也翻译他的话。
One day in a Bible study, he heard me say something in Filipino that sounded very offensive.
那有一天在这个圣经学习的时候呢，他就听见Jim 在用这个菲律宾语说了一些不太适当的话。
And he came to me later, and he said, Pastor Jim, I respect you, and I want my friends to respect you too.
那后来呢，他就来找这个Jim 牧师，对他说，他说 Jim 牧师，我很尊敬你，我也想让我的朋友也尊敬你。
He said, maybe you didn't mean to say what you said earlier.
那在早些时候你所说的话呢，也许你并不是说你真正所想的。
Though it was kind of embarrassing.He helped me to understand what I had said that was wrong.
那虽然说对我来说很难堪，但是呢，他帮助我了解到我所说的哪些是不对的。
And when I heard his explanation, I said, "Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Is that what that word means?"
那当他听到这个查尔斯的对他的解释的时候呢，他就很惊异。他说啊，我并不是这个意思。
Charles really loved me. He wanted to protect my reputation.
所以查尔斯是真正的爱。他 他想保护他的名声。
That is what true love is like. It won't allow someone to keep on going and making mistakes and hurting others.
这就是真正的爱，真正的爱不会让一个人在犯错的道路上越走越远，而且啊伤害别的人。
If you love someone, you want to protect them, which might include saying some things to them that are difficult to hear.
那如果你爱一个人，你可能需要向他们说一些话，他们不太愿意听的话，要保护他们。
Love always trusts.
那爱呢，总是信任。
Love does not easily believe evil about someone.
那爱有爱心的人呢，他们不愿意相信这个坏的事情。
If someone has offended us, we often find it easy to believe evil things about them.
那如果有些人冒犯了我们通常容易相信别人所说的关于他的坏事。
But if we're really going to obey Jesus' command to love, we will prefer to hear good things about people.
那如果我们真的是跟随主基督耶稣爱的这个命令的话，我们会更愿意相信那些对他们所说的好的事情。
Now that does not mean that we are blind to the bad things that people do.
那这并不是说我们就对这个坏的事情闭上眼睛。
People that we love may do things that are wrong.
那我们所爱的人，他们也会做错误的事情。
But if we love people, people are innocent until proven guilty.
那如果我们真的爱别人的话，那他们都是无罪的，在被证明有罪之前，他们都是无辜的。
And love never fails.
最后一点就是爱是永不止息。
Pastor Amor was one of our well-loved Filipino pastors.
那一个菲律宾的这个牧师，他叫阿摩，他是当地一个非常受人喜爱的这个牧师。
Since his salary was not very high, sometimes he would use his motorcycle as a taxi.
那因为他的工资不够养家糊口，那所以呢，有时候他会用他的摩托车来做这个出租车载客。
Actually, I know a pastor here in the Tri-Cities who drives for Uber.
那我其实知道在我们山镇有一个牧师呢，他其实有些时候也会开这个优步的车。
One day, two men hired Pastor Amor to drive them on his motorcycle to a town far away.
那有一天呢，有两个人就雇了这个阿摩牧师，让他坐他的这个摩托车到一个很远的村庄去。
His wife waited and waited for him to come back.
那他的太太等他回来等了很长的时间。
But he never came back.
但他再也没有回来。
The police later found his body on the side of the road.
那这个警察后来在这个路边找到了他的尸体。
Those two men killed him and stole his motorcycle.
这两个人杀了他，而且抢了他的这个摩托车。
Of course, his family was filled with grief.
那他的家人非常的悲伤。
But neither grief nor hatred could overcome the love of Christ in the heart of his wife, Mrs. Amor.
那在这个阿摩太太的心里呢，没有任何的悲伤和这个仇恨能够战胜主基督耶稣在他心里的爱。
Even their family name Amor means love.
他们的这个姓 Amor 就是爱的意思。
One day, Mrs. Amor received the news that one of her husband's murderers had been caught and was in jail.
那有一天呢，这个阿摩太太就收到一个消息，说她的一个凶手杀害她丈夫的一个凶手被抓住了，关在监狱里。
And Mrs. Amor went to visit this man in jail.
那阿摩太太呢，就去访问他在监狱里。
Far from showing how much she hated him for killing her husband, Mrs. Amor told him.God has told me to love you.
那阿摩太太呢，并没有显示她是多么的恨他，因为她杀了她的丈夫。但是阿摩太太显示的是她是多么的爱他，因为主基督耶稣。
She told him that despite the fact that he had killed her husband, that Jesus wanted her to love him.
那她说，尽管她杀了她的先生，但是主基督耶稣想要她爱他。
And she said, "I forgive you."
她说，我原谅你。
In that prison cell, she led that former murderer who was broken by his sin to trust in Jesus Christ as his Savior.
那就在那个监狱里面，阿摩太太呢带领这个破碎的人，这个因为谋杀破碎的人信了主。
After a period of time, that man got out of jail, and later he himself was murdered.
那过了一段时间，他从监狱里出来之后呢，他自己也被谋杀了。
And imagine the scene in heaven when this murderer met Pastor Amor, the man he had murdered. because of the love of Christ, both men were saved.
那想想看，当在天堂上，这个谋杀犯和他所谋杀的这个阿摩牧师见面的时候，因为主的爱，他们两个人都被救赎了。
Now, if Mrs. Moore could do something like that, couldn't we also show love to those who have offended and hurt us?
那既然阿摩太太能够这样做的话，那我们也能为那些曾经冒犯我们的人这样做。
And I, after, as I preach, I might realize that some of you might say, "Ah, Pastor Jim, that's too hard. I can't do that. I just can't love those people who have hurt me."
那我在讲到之后呢，有些人可能会对我说，啊，我做不到，我做不到这样的事情啊，我真的不能对那个，我真的不能这样对那个冒犯过我的人。
If you have a hard time loving, I suggest go to the person who can supply that love to you.
如果你发现爱很困难的话，我建议你到那个能够给我们提供爱的人那里去。
The Bible says in Romans 5:5, "And hope does not put to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us."
那圣经在罗马书五章五节讲到说，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Through the Holy Spirit, God pours His love into people's hearts. Why is that so significant?
那通过圣灵呢，神将他的爱浇灌在我们心里。这为什么非常的重要呢？
The hearts of people are really low on love.
那人心里的爱实际上是很少。
If you drive a car, you know that engines have to have oil in them to run.
那如果你开一个车呢，你知道这个引擎里面要有这个引擎的润滑油，让这个引擎能够正常的运转。
And in the same way, people's hearts need to have the oil of love in order for their lives to work well.
那在同样的这个人心里面也需要要有这个爱的润滑油，让这个心能够正常的运转。
But with many, many people in this world, if you were to stick your dipstick into their heart, like you stick a dipstick into the engine, and you pull it out, you would look, oh, there's no love in there.
那如果你像检测车的这个润滑油一样，把这个标尺插到一个人的心里，看看他心里的爱的润滑有多少，你拔出来看的话，可能发现很少，可能几乎没有。
As I grew up, I often felt inferior. I think one reason why I felt inferior during my time in school here in the Tri-Cities was because I was younger than the other children in my class.
那在这个金牧师小时候呢，他经常觉得自己不如别人。那有个原因呢，就是因为他比别的同班的人要小一些。
I was not so strong physically, and I was not able to keep up in sports.
他也不是像别人那么强壮，他在这个运动当中也不是那么突出。
I was looking for other people to notice me, for others to make my friend become my friends, but I didn't look around for anybody else that I could help or be kind to.
那他总是注意，想让别人注意到他，想让别人成为他的朋友，但是他从来没有注意到说，其他需要受关心的人。
And today I see people who have the same kind of emotional hurts in their hearts that I had in mine.
那今天呢，我看到很多人就像我当时一样，也有很多这样的情感上的伤害。
One thing that I learned is that God does not make junk.
那有一件事我学习到的呢，就是说神是不会做垃圾，制造垃圾的。
As I got older and became an older Christian and started reading the Bible, I realized that God loved me.
当我年纪渐大，也不停的阅读圣经的时候，我认识到神爱我。
God sent His Son Jesus to die for me. The most important person in the universe loved me.
他派他的独生爱子为了我而死在十字架上，这个世界当中，这个宇宙当中最重要的人，他爱我。
This picture here full of water represents the love of Jesus. Jesus and the love is inside him.
这个水瓶里面呢有很多水，这就是代表着主基督耶稣的爱。
This cup represents me.
那这个杯子呢，就是我。
And this cup represents someone else.
那这是另外一个人。
The Bible says that God has poured His love into my heart through the Holy Spirit.
那圣经告诉我们说，神通过圣灵将他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Why did God do that?
那神为什么要这样做呢?
Because he wanted me to pour God's love into the lives of other people.
那因为神想让我们把爱也浇灌到别人的心里。
No, I won't run out of love.Because Jesus always has more love for me.
那我不会缺乏爱，因为主基督耶稣总是有爱浇灌我。
And I continue pouring the love of Jesus into the lives of other people.
那我可以持续不断地把我所拥有的爱浇灌给别人。
And so as I preach this sermon about some very difficult things about love, remember that we can go to Jesus and receive His love before we can pour that into the lives of other people.
那当我们在谈论爱这个很有挑战性的话题的时候呢，我们要记住，我们总是能够到主基督耶稣那里，他能给我们爱。
God's plan is that we attract other people to Jesus through the love that He sees in our lives, through the loves that they see in our lives.
那神的计划呢，就是让我们吸引别人，别人因为我们所展现的爱，吸引别人来到神的面前。
But we cannot attract other people to Jesus.If we fight with one another, or if we hold grudges.
但是如果我们互相之间纷争或者苦读的话，那我们就不能吸引别人。
One of our visitors from China, I won't say his name, many of you know him, was hurt recently on one of our church retreats.
那有一个、就是我们从国内来的这个访问的人、有一次呢就在这个退休会的时候问 James.
Some of you, our church members, demonstrated a tremendous amount of love to this man when he was hurt.
那我们在教堂中有弟兄姐妹当中呢、有人对在他、前面这个事故的时候呢表现出了很大的爱心。
And it made a great impact on his life.
那这些、对他的生命呢有很大的影响。
One day when I was visiting him, he said, "Can you tell me what does it take to become a Christian?"
那有一天我去访问他的时候呢，他就问我说，要怎样才能成为一个基督徒呢？
And I said, "I would be glad to answer your question. Actually, I've been waiting for many of our visitors from China to ask that question."
他说我很高兴要回答你这个问题。实际上我一直在等待这些从国内来的访问的人问我这样的问题。
And he said, "Where I come from, everybody just takes care of themselves."
他说从在我来的地方，每个人都只管自己。
But when I came here to America and especially to this church, I found people that loved me and took care of me even better than anybody else that I know of where I come from.
那他说当我来到美国，特别是我来到这个教堂的时候呢，我发现人民关心我，他们爱我，超过了所有我知道的，在我原来工作的地方。
So he said, "That's why I want to know what does it take to become a Christian."
这就是为什么我想知道如何才能成为一个基督徒。
I want to thank those people from TCCAC that showed that man Jesus's love.
那我想感谢教堂的弟兄姐妹给那个人啊。在给那个人所展示的主基督耶稣的爱。
And this, you could truly say that this verse was fulfilled, what Jesus said, "By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another."
那从这件事你就可以看出我们真正成就了这句话，就是约翰福音的13章35节说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
I'd like to challenge you just to think for one minute.How can I show love to my neighbor?
我们想用一分钟的时间来挑战你，想大家思想一下，我们怎样才能给我们的邻居显示爱呢？
To the person that I meet at work, to the people that I meet in my store.
给我们的邻居，给我们的工作当中的朋友，给我们在商店当中碰见的人。
Just for one minute, let's think.
让我们思想一分钟。
years is a time for families to gather together.
新年呢，通常是家庭团聚的时候。
This short video from this was done was made by an insurance company in Malaysia.
那这里呢有一个很短的这个录像，这个录像呢是马来西亚的一个保险公司做的。
And as you watch this video that has an English translation, I think you'll get the message really clearly of what it's like to demonstrate love to your family members.
那这个录像呢，它有英语的这个字幕。那看这个录像的时候，大家可以体会怎么样爱你的家人。
Go ahead. Turn up the volume, please.
他们说经历的记忆很短暂，一直不自觉地在原地转圈，但他们都很他们说经历的记忆很短暂，一直不自觉地在原地转圈，但他们都很快乐。叫你们今天晚上回来吃团年饭吗？
团年饭
？OK，
我们全部回去。
哎，爸，哎，什么事啊？
你帮我买鱼伤回来啊！
啊？鱼伤？
你自己想办法啊！
好，好，好了，好了，我试一下喽。
Hello， 爸。
啊，你妈妈叫你今天晚上回来吃团年饭啊？
好了，好了，那我早点回去。
对，哪一间比较美？
这间比较美。看你还是回房休息吧。
哎呀，你不用紧张，我不是三岁小孩。
老李啊，你在叫什么啊？家里办喜事啊？
哦，没有啦，都是我老婆咯，她以为今天晚上是年三十晚。哎呀，就是这样的咯，以前每次过年都是她在忙进忙出，现在轮到我们咯。孩子来了，
爸，我们来了。
啊，回来
了，妈。啊，来了，爸，你买这么多东西回来
是什么？
去里面把东西。
啊，小姐，
回来了啦。
感谢你这些年的尽心付出，即使你的善忘对我来说那是一种幸福，所以无论什么时候只要你开心，我都会尽力让你快乐。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, pour your love into our hearts.
亲爱天父，请将你的爱浇灌在我们心里。
This year, this time of Valentine's, New Year, and all year, show us how to love.
今年在这个时候，在情人节和新年过节的时候，在每一年告诉我们怎样去爱。
Help us to love not just with words, but with real deeds.
帮助我们不但是用我们的言语，也是用我们的行动去爱。
Help us to demonstrate true love to our family members.
帮助我们，让我们向我们的家人显示爱。
And also to people who are not even part of our family.
也对这些不在我们家庭里的人。
Because you said, Lord Jesus, by this will all men know that you are my disciples.
因为主你曾经说过，如果这样做，人就知道你是我的门徒了。
Pour your love into our hearts, we pray.
求你浇灌，将你的爱浇灌在我们的心里，我们祷告。
We ask this in your name. Amen.
我们以主基督耶稣的名要求。
使徒约翰说，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头。